The first ever senior advisor to a president on Native American issues says she hopes to see better dialogue and increased respect by the federal government to tribes. Kim Teehee joined President Obama's Domestic Policy Council in July as his advisor on Native American affairs. Her job is to incorporate Native issues in the broader policy direction of the White House. APRN's Libby Casey recently spoke with Teehee and has more.
Kimberly Teehee sits on the council that coordinates domestic policy in the White House and offers advice to President Obama. She says her historic job is one part of the administration's plan to forge an improved relationship with tribes.
The shift that I sense is that you have a president that wants to respect and include Indian tribes in policymaking decisions, number one. Number two, he wants to honor the nation-to-nation relationship and acknowledges the federal trust responsibility that this administration has to tribal nations. And that is a big shift.
Teehee says the Bush administration tended not to acknowledge trust responsibilities when crafting positions on Native issues. Now, she says, Obama wants to embrace that relationship. During the Bush years, Teehee worked as a senior advisor to Congressman Dale Kildee, a Michigan Democrat who co-chairs the House Native American Caucus. Teehee is a member of the Cherokee Nation and grew up in Oklahoma and Chicago. She says one priority of the Obama administration is public safety in Indian country. She points to problems of domestic violence and abuse.
There's, you know, a huge jurisdictional gap that hinders law enforcement in Indian land, and there are certainly a lot of things that can be done in order to enhance the tribal justice systems, and not only in Alaska, but in the lower 48. And we certainly are urging a collaboration between the agencies, obviously Department of Justice being a major stakeholder in that, as well as Department of Interior, but other agencies as well.
Teehee says the Interior Department shouldn't be the only branch of federal government that works with tribes. She'd like to see more collaboration and direct contact with other agencies, and she says her role helps with that since she's in top-level meetings and can make the connections.
My job is to work in a collaborative way with all of my colleagues here in the executive offices of the president. And in Native American issues, Alaska Native issues, cross-cut in so many areas, whether it's education, you know, transportation, agriculture, economic development, you name it. And so I work with everybody on all those issues as they relate to Indian country.
One of the big issues before Congress is the controversial Small Business Administration's 8A program, which gives advantages to Alaska Native corporations in gaining federal contracts. Teehee calls it a meaningful economic tool, not just for Alaska Natives, but other Indian tribes and Native Hawaiian organizations, too.
It is a definitely valuable program to maintain, and I am aware that there are some members of Congress who want to examine the program, and they have some concerns about how, you know, the program is used, or have some concerns about, in some instances, how they perhaps want to impose caps where there presently are no caps on the contracts that are received by the recipients. I mean, I am aware of that, but at the same time, I mean, certainly that is a very important program to maintain.
Teehee says she and her colleagues have been briefed by the Native American Contractors Association and are keeping an eye on the situation. The topic may come up next month when the White House hosts a Tribal Nations Conference. Teehee says they hope it's the start of a dialogue.
The president has stated that he wants Indian tribes to have a seat at the table when it comes to policy decisions that impact their communities.
Kim Teehee has not yet visited Alaska, but says she has cousins who married Alaska Natives and now live in the state. And Teehee says she does hope to make her first trip north soon. In Anchorage, I'm Libby Casey.